So, without further ado, I sent out the links earlier in the week. We are in the Blau edition, you know, in the PDF, it comes out as 219. Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel. There's the fifth Shaila that the, from amongst the Shailas that the Talmidei Rabbeinu Ephraim from Tzor sent to the Rambam. And they're dealing with the sugya that appears right at the very beginning of the Masechta. Right, and that's the issue of the Asara Batlonim, you know, that to be an ear as opposed to a kfar. You know, kfarim are magdim liyom haknisa. They go back to the earlier Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, and they could read the Megillah then, right, if it is the minhag for them to gather and congregate on those days. And the Gemara says that Takana was only for Kfarim, but, Ayoros, big cities, have to read on the 14th. Right? And the Gemara says that a big city is only a big city if it has 10 Batlonim. Right? So the question is, what are these Batlonim? These people who are, you know, Batlonim means they are not engaged in commerce. Right? So the question is, who qualifies? That is the question. Does it mean any unemployed person? Who are the Batlonim? That is the Shaila. So I'm reading inside. Bidav Varabir Shasar Batlonim. So Amar Yushalmi. So the Yushalmi says, now we're going to see that there was the Rambam had a particular girsa here. He had a very particular, text of the Yushalmi in front of him. So the Yushalmi says, in the Perakaf of Megillah, Halacha Vav, Batlonim b'malachtam b'beis ha'knesses. They are idle from their work, meaning they are not engaged in any type of trade, and they are in the shul. Rabbi Yomar Kagon, anu she'anu tzrichim l'talmudeinu. So in the way that the Yushalmi was written originally, the Rambam is going to edit this, right? Right, but the way Yushalmi was written, and the way the Yushalmi is, according to many Rishonim, as we will show, right? It says, Rabbi Yehuda said, like us, that we need our learning. Right? That it would seemingly sound that yeshiva students are batlonim. I mean that in the most affectionate way. Yeshiva students are batlonim. That means to say that anyone who's engaged in Torah study qualifies me for these batlonim. That is the Yushalmi as the way the Rambam originally saw it, right? Or rather, I should say, let me correct that. This is the Yushalmi that as the Rabbeinu Ephraim's, he and his Talmidim had it. The Rambam is going to edit this Yushalmi. But like I said, we will show that this Nusach of the Yushalmi, this Girsa, was also in front of the Ramban and other Rishonim. But let's read the Rambam now. So they asked, what exactly is meant here by the Asar Batlonim? What exactly is meant of what the Yushalmi says, and that Rabbi Yehuda said, like us, that we need our learning. So says the Rambam, Yirtzu bazeh, shiu ba'oso mokam asar hashim muchanim letzorchei tzibur. No, what it means is that there are, in that place, meaning in that city, 10 people whose job is to be around for all the needs of the public. If there'll be any type of mitzvah or any type of public issue that needs to be done. Like basically, imagine any needs of the public, that need to be administered. There were 10 people that were always on hand. That was their job, to be on hand. To do a mitzvah or to take care of any public matters. See, Vatli Machta Yavo basically is their responsibility to, cease their work and go to the shul. And the shul, like in its most literal meaning, Beit HaKnesset, the place of gathering, the shul served that function as a gathering place for all mitzvah matters or community matters. Right, so now the Rambam is very clear that we don't really have to support these guys. Right, that which we say they're bottle from their malacha means that they are ready to stop work at any given moment, right? And come to the shul, which was a gathering place for all mitzvahs and all public matters. And the Rambam further makes it very clear that this is exactly what he means and nothing else. That Yivatlu Machtavivo Betzad, they should cease their work and come to the shul when summoned. Lachain Amru, and therefore, that is why Yerushalmi says, Asor Batlotim Mi Milachtam. They annul themselves from their work, implying that they have a job, right? Just they're willing to walk off the job in the middle of the day for what they are being summoned for. And this is saying it's asor batloim mimlachtam, ten that annul them their work, as opposed to ten batlonim that don't have work. Meaning batlonim are not the unemployed. The asor batlonim are employed. Just they are, they have committed themselves to, at moment's notice, cease what they're doing and come and be available to do a mitzvah or do any of the community needs. Masha Beta Knesses. So now, you might ask a kasha on what I'm saying, says the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't speak out the kasha that he is farvorning, that he is, that he's heading off. But the obvious question could have been, it says they are Beit Knesset, mashma, they're just sitting in shul all day. Or Beit Knesset might mean dafka for prayer. Right? So says the Rambam, no. It's like, as I said before, the Beit Knesset served as a gathering place. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I was speaking out what the Rambam says. Later on, I was explaining to Rambam, based on how the Rambam explains himself later in the Tshuva, that the Beit HaKnesset, the shul, served as the public gathering place. It wasn't just a place of worship alone. It was the place of where the public always gathers together whenever it's a community matter. So they are there, they go to the Beit HaKnesset because that's where public affairs are dealt with. So Rav Yehuda Bar Kon, Anu She'en Anu Tzrichim Tavadim. So the Rambam says the correct way to read the Yerushalmi is like us, that we do not need our learning. Kachi Argirsa. That is the correct text. Meaning the text as it was in front of Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Talmidim, that Rav Yehuda said, us who need our learning, says the Rambam. That text is corrupt. It's a corrupted text. The real text is She'en onu tzichim b'talmudeinu. We do not need our learning. We are already accomplished scholars. V'lo kemo shebaba sheila shamar she'en onu tzichim b'talmudeinu. As opposed to the text of the Yerushalmi that you wrote, the text as you wrote it in the question that you addressed to me, that we need our learning. Zehu oto penuscha oshiga beit aktiva. Either you had the whole text was wrong, or perhaps you guys, as you were writing the letter, you accidentally corrupted the text. So whether you are learning from corrupted Yerushalmis, or whether you yourself corrupted it, as you were writing the letter, either way, the correct girsa of the Yerushalmi is Ein anu tzichim v'talmudeinu. We do not need our learning. We do not need our learning. V'yindirira. Now, what does this mean? That we do not need our learning, and that's why we can qualify to be from the Asura Batlonim. V'yindirishim tamid chacham adayim mit lamenu mosif lo gyideshimut v'yin tamud aruch befiv azay lo yimane miklau elu Asura Batlonim lefi she'enu bato tzorche tzibur. Because just the opposite, a person who still needs to learn, because he's not an accomplished scholar yet, he cannot be from amongst the Asura Batlonim, because he's not allowed to leave his learning. He still needs to get accomplished, he still needs to learn up and become proficient. Right, so if he doesn't have his learning, all sharp in his mouth, he cannot be amongst the ten batlonim, because he cannot leave his learning. to deal in public matters, as he is still learning, because he's still busy with his learning and reading his the Torah Shebichsav. Right? So the Rambam is saying students, yeshiva students, do not qualify to be from the Asura Batlonim because they need to learn. Right? The opposite of what most people think, as we will show. The Rambam says, they say, Enel Tzichon Tamudei, Rav Yehuda says, like us, that we are already proficient scholars, we can be from amongst the Batlonim. But those who still need to learn to become proficient, they're not allowed to leave their learning. They have to stay by their learning and leave public matters to other people. Right? Aval Talmid Chacham, Kamo Rabbi Yehuda, She'eno Tzorach Lamed, a great scholar like Rabbi Yehuda, that does not need further training. His yeshiva student days, his student days are behind him. Ratzoma Eno Tzorach Layim B'Sefer Yedaya, he doesn't have to analyze books and deal with it, you know, extensively, right? Because he's already a proficient scholar, so he doesn't have to, keep regular storm like a regular yeshiva bacher, because he's already proficient. He could be counted amongst the 10 batlonim, right? That they have to annul themselves from their jobs for the purpose of communal matters. This is because he does not need to be continuously engaged in his learning because he is proficient already. Anyone who needs his learning, it is not befitting for him to ever annul his learning, right, for public, for communal affairs. Unless it's something of very grave issue, or there's no one else that can do it. Meaning the Rambam now is invoking the halacha of that mitzvah she'eno yochol le'asos adei acherim, a mitzvah that cannot do by others, there's no one to do it, so you get up from your learning and you take care of it. All right, so even the yeshiva bacher that still needs to learn, right, if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by anyone else, right, so he has to get up, annul his learning and go do that mitzvah, right? And of course, the first part of the sentence was of something which is of grave importance. Obviously, we're talking about pikuach nefesh. If Jews are dying somewhere, people are starving somewhere. So, of course, pikuach nefesh is dochek kol ha'torah kula, including a person's learning. Right? But that was just that it doesn't necessarily have to be pikuach nefesh. Any inyan otsum, any grave matter, and even non grave matters if there's just no one else to take care of it. Right? So, but otherwise, we should let the students who still need to learn, learn. So the Asura Batlonim, it comes out according to the Rambam, are not there necessarily to complete a minyan, right? That which it said that they're there in the Beit HaKnesset, they're there to take care of any communal matters, and it doesn't mean that they're in the Beit Knesset the whole time either, right? It means that, that is where they will go. Right, they will head to the Beit Knesset when they are summoned. And thirdly, and maybe to some most importantly, we don't have to support these guys. It's not written here that they have to, maybe they may need to be compensated if they endure the loss, if they sustain the loss by taking care of Tzorchei Tzibur. That might be possible, but the Rambam wasn't saying that they should not have any work whatsoever. It means, right, that they are committed to dropping their jobs and being osik in Tzorchei Tzibur, right? So now it comes out like this, by the way, and I'm very serious with what I say. Hear me well. Kolo guys are not Asura Batlonim, according to the Rambam. Kolo guys are not Asura Batlonim, right? Just the opposite. Presumably they still need to learn, right? They're not yet accomplished Talmidei Chachamim, so they have to stick to their learning, right? The unemployed, right, are not necessarily batlonim. Right now, it's not impossible that they could get appointed to be communal leaders. It's not impossible, right? But the fact that you're unemployed in itself does not make you a batlon, right? That you have nothing else to do, so mimele you're hanging around in the Beis HaKnesses. It means people that are appointed, you know, 10 people that are appointed to take care of mitzvahs and communal affairs. According to the criteria that we are reading in the Rambam, members of Hatzalah may well be considered from the Asara Batlonim. Right? They're committed to stop their work and help out, you know, in any medical emergency. Right? So unless you're going to tell me that's be signing across the board, any mitzvah or anything. Right, but it seems like, you know, according to what we're reading over here, there's more chances of members of working men who are members of Hatzalah being considered from the Asara Batlonim. There's more chance of that being true than Kolo Yungalite being considered from the Asara Batlonim. Right? Because the Iker is, you know, to be ready at a moment's notice to drop what you're doing and be Isaac in Tzorchei Tzibur or a Dvar Mitzvah, right? And just the opposite, you know, people that still need to learn because they're not yet accomplished in Torah Kula, right? They cannot qualify to be from the Asar Batlonim. They have to stick by their learning, right? Okay, so now we're going to compare this with the Lashon HaRamban. The Ramban did not have this tshuva in front of him, right? But I'll just read the Ramban, and the Ramban is just one. There could be many other Shitas Rishonim, but we can't do all the Shitas Rishonim. All right. I'm just going to read the Lashon Ramban, and I'm picking the Ramban because we're going to particularly be mefalpa in the Ramban regarding the next Tshuva. But here's the Lashon Ramban. All right, Umiu Akshav, Lori Sishu Nogim Biyut Batlonim Shul Beknes and Bishum Makom. I have not seen 10 Batlonim in a shul anywhere. V'kan Krachshem Basor Batlonim Nidon Kekfar, and the Ramban holds Halacha Lamaaseh, and it's going to be, you know, this latter part of the Ramban we're going to deal with. Right, we're going to connect it to the topic of the next tshuva. All right, the Ramban himself has a shita that which you need, 10 batlonim, is not just to be considered a big city, to lose your right to read the Megillah early. The Ramban holds that if you don't have 10 batlonim, even a walled city, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, like Yerushalayim, if you don't have 10 batlonim, you are Nidon Kikfar, that you have to read on the 14th. That's the Ramban Shita that we're going to deal with. An amazing, you know, so he says, so I, Lashitosi, that I hold, that you need 10 batlonim for a krach to be considered a krach also. Not just for an ear to be considered an ear, but even for a walled city to have all the dinim of a big walled city. And if not, they'll read on the 14th, right? So how does Yerushalayim, how does any place in the world read on the 15th, even if it has a walled city, Mos Yeshua Ben Nun? I've never seen 10 people who just sit around in shul all day. So it comes out that the Ramban took that Gemara literally, at least initially. He took it literally. We'll see how modified. He took that Yerushalmi. Asura Batlonim Bebeit HaKnesset. And so he's asking, if that's true, I never saw a shul just had 10 people sitting there all day long. Right? So even a krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim has a din of a kfar. Ela sheyesh lomar kol krach godo shitzoyim sham le'olam yud mizumanim le'beit ha'knesset b'shas tfila. So the Ramban says, right, that, you know what, biyameinu, just having a regular minyan. You hear what the Ramban's saying? Because it's kasha, that we never see 10 batlonim sitting around all the time. So says the Ramban, and Ramban, l'shitaso, as we're going to point out in the next tshuva, the Ramban has a very strict shita that if Right? Even a krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim has a din of a kvar and will not read on tesvav. Right? So he said, get out of this kasha. The Ramban says, if they have a minyan kavua, if there's always a mincha minyan, right, in that town, which means that people, you know, ultimately stopped work and came to mincha. So the fact that there's a kavua, mincha, minyan, mincha just being an example, I guess he means all three tefillas, right? That's called the rasar batlonim. There's always a minyan. People will stop what they're doing and come to shul, and the shul will have a shachris, a mincha, and a marav. That's also called asar batlonim, having a regular minyan. That, and that's what it means, batlonim beit haknesset. You're going to have a minyan in shul all the time. So shul, literally, and davening, also, literally. Right? He's taking Beit HaKnesset literally and says, you know what's enough? It's just enough to have 10 daveners. You know, and you can be sure you have a minyan. Be sure you have a minyan at any time, like our shuls, our congregations of today. Meaning, those shuls that operate 7 days a week, obviously. Right? Right. So I said, Koza and Tfilin if Setis Bambo Nasa. They're not going to miss davening at its time. They won't be stuck without a minyan. So Korim Betesvav. Dainunami Batlorim Shul Beit HaKnesset. Kevdom Ika Sordim Vatli Melachta Vazli Beit HaKnesset. That's called Batlorim Beit HaKnesset. Since there's always going to be 10 people that will stop work and do a minyan, right? That's enough. Vavkav Delo Mesayme Velo. Right, and even though it's not going to be they're not designated, right? The Ramban's the polar opposite of the Ramban. Even though the Lo Mesayimi, there are no designated 10 because you have a shul, you go to the pre shkia, right? End of the day mincha, right? So it's not the same people necessarily every day, but there's always a minyan. There's always 10 people that want to catch mincha at the very last minute. You'll always have 10 of those, even though they're not the same 10, day in, day out. Right? Says the Ramban, that's good enough. That Asar Batlonim only meant Sacha Kol, that there's going to be a regular minion. Doesn't have to be the same guys every single day, just that the minion for the tefillah will be Kavua. All right. V'lokit v'romar t'bin yud mezumar v'kachan, not like those who say you need 10 designated people. Who's he referring to? People that hold like the Rambam. Right? V'achim asher midarmin krach et strich le afgav de mikloy le me'alma alma in mikrach gufe ninu mahani v'afgav de lo avu mezumarim. Right? He says it's also from, this seems that way, right, that we say that a krach also needs 10. He understood the Gemara when it said ear also means krach, right? Right. So the Gemara said, what's the chiddush? So, you'll always have a minyan because people come from the outside. People are always visiting, so that's not good enough, right? But alma imi krach kufein inu mahani. But all you need, the Gemara never said you need 10 designated people. You just need that there's always a minyan from the locals. So even though the Gemara said, that visitors aren't good enough, visitors that come and make up a minyan aren't good enough, but all you do need, however, is just a regular minyan from the locals. You don't need locals that are designated to always be people there to make minyanim. Ubi Yushami Tani, and now he brings the Yushami, right? But Loni Mimulachtam Le Beit HaKnesset, Reb Yudo Merkon, Anu She'en, Anu Tzrichim, Ela Talmudeinu. So he brings the Yerushalmi, he has the Yerushalmi as the Talmidei Rabbeinu Ephraim wrote it. Right? Okay? So, we who only need it for our learning. We're only needed for our learning. So presumably he wants to take the Yushami literally, right? And bring it, literally, I mean, Yushami the way it was written by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Girsa that the Rambam rejected is the Girsa that the Ramban has, and he brings it as a further support. to his position, right? So Rabbi Yehuda said, like us, we're just learning, i.e., we only need our learning, not like the Rambam said, we don't need our learning, but we do need our learning, meaning to say just the opposite. Kolo guys are batlanim. I mean, you know, in the Talmudic sense, right? Kolo guys are batlanim, and that means, you know, they're just learning. They're not meant to be designated minyan completers, but they're around. They're around, you know, because they're in the base medrash, they're learning. They're around, right? So since they're around, they'll always be a minyan, right? Because they're around the shul learning. That's good enough. So meaning he is learning the Yerushalmi, like the way the Rambam said not to learn it. And but learning just means, right, that there is, right, people that, you know, could make up a minyan if a minyan is needed, but it doesn't mean that they've been designated for that purpose. Yeshiva Bachrim or Batlanim. Right? That's what Ramban is saying. So it comes out like this, right? So now that what is the machlaikas, the Rambam and the Ramban on this issue? Right? According to the Rambam, they are mamish designated for this purpose, and therefore he says just the opposite. Yeshiva Bachar cannot be a batlan because he ought to be learning. Right? He needs to still complete his studies. But no, they are designated. They are designated for all the mitzvahs that are needed. It does, you know, so even though the Rambam also admits, right, that they are allowed to engage in trade, right? The Rambam clearly says that in the Tshuva, that they will just stop what they're doing and come for the mitzvah, right? But the, right? Right? But the, you know, but they're allowed to engage in trade, but the thing is that they have to be designated. Now, by the way, if not for this Tshuva, we would have thought otherwise. If not for this Tshuva, we would have thought otherwise. I'm relying on the Tshuva as it's been translated by Blau, which is the, I'm told it is the most reliable. Right? If we would just read the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, right, it would sound that they have to, like, be, that the criteria would be even more strict, that they're not even allowed to work. Right? He says, "V'chol ir, this is, I'm reading from Paragraph Vilchos Megillah Alocha Ches. V'chol ir she'en ba asar bat lonin kvuim beis haknesses l'tzarche ha'tzibur hareu k'kfar u'magdim b'yoyim ha'knisa. V'im ein shom asar b'yadam takaros ha'kakos v'yikahem kanche ir ha'gdoyla v'ein korin ela b'yudalid." I know he has a slightly different girsa, you know, less than a minion. You know, they have to read on Yudalit, but as his definition of Asor Batlonim was, Asor Batlonim Kavuim Beit HaKnesset Tzor Chai Tzibur, they are Kavua in the Beit HaKnesset. They're Kavua, meaning they are sitting there. But the Rambam in our Tshuva made it very clear, Beit HaKnesset was just, doesn't mean that they have to sit there, it just means that's where they wind up when they are called, right? But they are allowed to most definitely engage in trade. Right, so just pointing out that from the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, if you read it literally, you get a different impression than what we read in the Tshuva. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, if you take it literally, would sound like these guys have to, they're not allowed to engage in work. They have to be sitting in the Beit HaKnesset all day, but from the Tshuva we say that, you know, it doesn't mean Beit HaKnesset is not a location, it's a concept. It's where most of the time people get together for communal affairs, and kavua doesn't mean that they're sitting there. Kavua means they have been designated to go to town hall, which is the Beit HaKnesset, for any mitzvah or communal matter, right? But either way, according to the Rambam, it's a din of having 10 people, 10 special people designated for communal matters. According to the Ramban, it's a different din. It's a din that there's a regular minyan. You know, asor batlonim lav davka. It means that there will always be a regular minyan. Right? And to further prove the point that's what it means. Asor, you know, so meaning, isn't a din gavra? You know, it's a din that there should be 10 special people. That's what makes it a big-time town. Is it a din gavra? You have 10 such people that are designated for communal matters. That's what makes it a big time town. Or is it a din that, you know, the Beit HaKnesset is always functioning? So it said, you know, the Yerushalayim said, Asura Batlanim be Beit HaKnesset. So the Rambam put the emphasis on Asura Batlanim. It doesn't mean Batlanim that they have no trade whatsoever, but they are willing to stop what they're doing at any given time and go to the Beit HaKnesset, which served as town hall for all communal matters. So it's a din Asura Batlanim who go to the Beit HaKnesset. Right, and kavua doesn't mean that they sit there all day. Kavua means that they are designated to go there at a moment's notice. Right, that is what emerges from the tshuva. Right, but the Rambano, it's a din Beit HaKnesset. Asor Batlarim just means that this Beit HaKnesset is always functioning. And I'll read you another lashon of the Ramban, right, that just confirms that this is what he means, and this is what, you know, what comes out. Asor Batlarim is the hechitimtza. Just the means that you could be sure that the Beit HaKnesset is always functioning and always has minions at the appointed times, right? L'mashish word my kamashra tarina mishum the pasuk the kol the lokvi betfilo bekriyas haTorah. Sorry, this is not the one I wanted to read. One second. I'm sorry, the next I meant to be read from the very next paragraph, which again ties into his shita that he has a machlokas with the Rambam on, whether this din or the yinid asor batlonim is just to make the difference between an ear and a kfar, but both regarding laning on the 14th, or the option of laning Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa that preceded it, or is it even a din as a krach, that even a krach is not a krach that's allowed to lane Megillah on Tesvav, unless there are Asor Batlonim. So he going in his shita, that he holds that you need Asor Batlonim for any big time city, even for a krach, and if not, it's like a kfar. That even that city has a wall from Yeshua ben Nun could even read on Yom HaKnisa. That's a shita. V'adai yesh yomar shalo yifsiru krochim ukafim v'dina mishum batlonim el shemagdimim the call the leslu beit knesset kavua litfila v'le kriyas ha'tayra ruim em lakdama kayoros she'em ba'em yud batlonim. Right, so he says that which I say that the krach needs asura batlonim. Right. It could be right. You know, it means like this. Let's just read it again. The kol blessu beit knesset kavua letfila v'kriyas Torah ruim em lakdama karos. Anytime they don't have a beit knesset kavua, even the krach. Right, it doesn't have a Beit Knesset Kavua for Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Ruim em lakdama kashar em yubatlonim. They are, then they have the privilege of laning the Megillah early, just like the small villages. Amakom shem makdimin kriyasa v'tesvavhi. V'nidon kekfar lakdama v'lo kiyel izman kriya kamar. But let's say, you know, that which we say that there is a halacha. That would say that there is a halacha of, you know, being magdil miyom haknisa. So Gemara makes it very clear that was when there was a custom, you know, to do as such, because the villages congregated on Mondays and Thursdays. That was the minhag back then, right? So because they congregate on those days, so they could read the Megillah on those days, you know, the preceding Monday and Thursday, right? However, if they're not mitkansim, if they don't gather, so they can't. So what do they do if they don't have set days to gather? They also read on Yud Dalet. So the Ramban is willing to admit, the Ramban is willing to concede, he's willing to go halfways. Say like this, right? Let's say, you know, this krach does not have a Beit Knesset Kavua. Now, the main thing I wanted from that piece is Beit Knesset Kavua. Beit Knesset Kavua L'Tayra V'L'Tfila. So it's just like having a regular place of learning. And Asar Bat Lanan is just a way to make the Beit Knesset or the Beit Midrash Kavua. Right? And we don't care what the guys do, as long as there's 10 people there, even if it's not the same 10 guys. That's the main thing I wanted from that Ramban. But once we quoted from that Ramban, that affirms what we are speculating the Ramban holds, that the Ramban says the Ikkar is a Beit Knesset Kavua. I mean, a Beit Knesset functions both in Kavua. And the Asar Bat Lanan is just a Hechi Timsa for the Beit Knesset. Right? Mamish, the inverse of the Rambam. The inverse of the Rambam. Right? So the, you know, but he's willing to concede in Din that if the Krach is missing, the Asar Bat Lanan, right? So if the custom is to read in Yom HaKrisa, they can read in Yom HaKrisa also. They have a Din of a Kfar. But let's say, you know, that custom of congregating on Mondays and Thursdays, like Biyomeinu, right, that custom is null and void, right? They don't do that anymore. They don't have special days to congregate. Every day is the same, right? So a krach, you know, since it doesn't have the privilege of reading early, would have to read on Tesvav. It would have to read on Tesvav. He's willing to concede that halacha, that once a krach can't move around its timing, right? So, despite the fact that it's a small place, it will still read on Tesvav. That he's willing to concede. Right? Okay. But he says, you know, but Derech Efshar, it seems that he was willing to say also, right, that a krach that doesn't have 10, you know, it doesn't read on the 15th either. Right? Right? Right. Matter of fact, it's more than that. Right? That his final conclusion is Eno Nachum Besugah Sham Gives Rabbeinu Chanan Kachu Krach. Right? That's according to Kol Shein Bo Asar Bat Lanan Ben Mukaf Ben Ir Korim Biyudalid V'Chein Iker. So what I just said, that he was open, right? That it has less than 10 Bat Lanan, which means that the Beit Knesset is not Kavua. But he's willing to concede, but if the minig, there's no minig to read early, so they have to read in their Ikar day, maybe it's the 15th. He doesn't hold that way, Lamaskona. Lamaskona holds, they read on the 14th. To be considered a krach, even as far as reading on the 15th, they need 10 bat lonim. But the Ikar, let's not get confused, let's just, let's try to now make Seder in our heads. The main thing we wanted, you know, at this point, right, at this point, was to demonstrate that there is a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. This, that the Yerushalayim say, Asar Bat Lanan, Bebeit HaKnesset, what was the Ikar? The Asar Bat Lanan or the Beit Knesset? The Rambam holds Asar Bat Lanan, meaning 10 guys who are designated, right, for communal matters, and it's the designation that counts, and just the opposite, Yeshiva Bachrim and Kol Yungay cannot be from the Asar Bat Lanan. They cannot be because they have to learn. And they must not disrupt their studies, right? And the Ramban said, "Mamish is that the Beit HaKnesset be functioning regularly, and so long as you have a regular minion there, that's good enough. Just the minion has to be sustained by the locals. But Asar Bat Lanan doesn't mean 10 designated guys. It means there'll always be, in this shul, you'll always have a minion. There'll always be 10 guys, maybe not the same guys every day, there'll always be 10 guys who will stop work and make up the minion, and everyone qualifies, and he learns Yerushalmi in the exact opposite way than the Rambam said to learn it, that even we who only need, who do need to learn, are considered from the Bat Lanan, meaning since we're engaged in Torah study, so we're hanging around shul, right, so we can easily complete a minion. That's good enough. I mean, just the opposite of what the Rambam said. Because the main thing is just we mash them a minion. So Asar Bat Lanan Beit HaKnesset is Zikr. The Asar Bat Lanan is Zikr at the Beit HaKnesset, which is the means and which is the ends. That is the Machloikes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, this took a little bit longer than I anticipated. So we could start the next tshuva, but we're not going to finish it, you know, or maybe let's give it a shot. Alright. Hashela Shishis. Right, so the sixth question that the Talmidei Reb Ephraim from Tzor asked the Rambam. B'dvar ha'mashe korim anshi Tzor ha'megil b'yudah ha'tesva v'rochim b'shnem l'fanev l'achrei emeim ovrim b'zem b'shum bracha she'en ha'tzricha im lav that which the people of Tzor read the Megillah both on the 14th and the 15th, and make a bracha on both, right? Are they making a bracha? You know, that is suffix, right? Because they obviously they're not doing this. They're not reforming Judaism. You know, if they're keeping 2 days Purim, it's because they had a suffix. Whether Tzor is Mukaf Chom Yos Yeshua Ben Nun or not, so he read it both on the 40th and 50th. But they made a bracha on the Megillah on both days, right? So is that right, or are they making a possible bracha of Atola? Bracha of Atola is not the right word. Bracha Shein Tzricha. Bracha of Atola is making a false bracha that should not be made. Right? Bracha Shein Tzricha is that you didn't have to. You didn't have to, right? You weren't obligated, right, to make this bracha. I mean, it's not like making it's not like making the wrong bracha on something. You know, it's like making a bracha, but it wasn't necessary. You already were yotze. You didn't have to make that bracha. It's called bracha shein tzricha. But we're going to learn. The Rambam's going to tell us and teach us now. Bracha shein tzricha and bracha levatala are equally wrong and equally a sin. Right, but there's another amazing thing here just to learn from the question. And again, the Rishonim did not have this Shaila, because the Rishonim were breaking their heads to understand whether this din, right, of Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, you read on the 15th, is that just in Israel, in Israeli Jewish cities in Eretz Yisrael? Right, that are Mukaf Chom Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, they read on Tesvav. But let's say in Chutz Laaretz, outside of Israel, let's say we discovered that Fort Dix always had its walls, since Yoshua Ben Nun. I'm just an example, right? Would you read in Fort Dix on Tesvav? It's America. There were no Jews in America at the time. Seemingly, if you Yoshua Ben Nun, you're talking about the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. It's a special covet for Eretz Yisrael, like the Yerushalmi says, right? That that the whole din of Shushan Purim, the read on the 15th, to give covet to Eretz Yisrael. So, excuse me. For all the reasons above, you might think. Right, for all the reasons above, you might think that the chiluk between Yudal and Tesvav, between Mukaf Choma and Prozim is only in Israel, but a walled city, even if it's an ancient wall, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. I don't know when the Great Wall of China was made, I have no idea, but let's say it was Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, right? You know, in Chutz Laaretz, it's all Yudal, or maybe Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun is even in Chutz Laaretz. Just from the Kasha, so the Rishonim are Mefalpo. Now, most Rishonim, maybe perhaps all, come out with the correct conclusion, right? They come out with the same conclusion the Rambam comes out with, that Mukaf Chom Mos Yeshua Ben Nun is no difference whether it's in Israel or outside of Israel. It's all equally true anywhere in the world. When Chazal made this Takona, and instituted Purim, they said walled cities on the 15th, walled cities Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, meant all walled cities in the whole world that were Mukaf Chom and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun read on the 15th, right? And just the interesting thing is, even though the Rambam doesn't deal with this question here, but you could infer it already from the question sent to him. That was the custom, because Tzor, where he's getting the Shaila from, is in Chutz Laaretz, and they were reading the Megillah twice, on the 40th and the 15th, because perhaps that town was Mukaf Chom and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, right? So it sees that this din most definitely applies in Chutz Laaretz, and the Rambam doesn't in any way correct him. But nonetheless, you can look it up in Perakov of Hilchos Megillah, right? Halacha Dalid, right? The Rambam says, "Is my kriyasa tikkun chaim even?" The Rambam clearly holds the halacha v'lamase, right? That Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun Chutz Laaretz also reads on the 15th. And I'm just saying, you see it really from the question that was sent to the Rambam. You see that was the custom source in Chutz Laaretz, and they read it both on the 14th and the 15th because they had a suffix. Perhaps it's Mukaf Chom Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, which shows that the halacha of Mukaf Chom Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun applies in Chutz Laaretz. Right? And the question was, is it the right thing, what they're doing, that they make Al Mikra Megillah both on Yud Daled, when they read the Megillah on the 14th, two times they read it on the 14th, and how they read it on the 15th. Mashanira. Mashanira lo zahu, hua nochal lo safek. So what it seems to you, meaning the Rambam understood from the question that Rabbeinu Ephraim and his Talmida, were suspect of the practice, right? They were suspect that it might be a bracha sheina tzricha, right? So Rambam says, yeah, your suspicions are correct, right? V'chomokom shemukom yoshva v'yom mukavchom imosu shuva b'nun imlav, any place where the dwellers of the city are in doubt, whether it is a town that's Mukav Chom Vesu Shua Benun or not, Karim B'Yudalit and Bracha V'nei Akhraya, so you have to read on the 14th, and you make a bracha before and after, Shudad Zman Kriya Lakol, for the Yudalit, the 14th of Adar, is the time of reading for all, Elo L'misha Nit Amet, V'nit Kayem Lanu, Shumi B'nei Tet Vav, unless it could be clearly proven, right, that he is from those that ought to read on the 15th. The Koran betetvav ve'mevorchim lefanel lofanel v'acharel fisha bracha she'etzricha as isura de'raisahi mipnei shu neise shem shamayim le'ashav v'ze lo ye'aseh misafek. Right, so we have to. There's a lot to learn. We're gonna have to come back to this tshuva next week. Right, but already from the words of the Rambam, what he said, everyone reads on the 14th unless they can prove that they're from the 15th. Right, so you have to understand what he means by that. Right, just say seemingly it's a doubt. Like it would be easier if he just said like most Rishonim bring down the Gaonim that say most towns in the world read on the 14th. But it's not what he's saying. He's saying, everyone reads on the 14th unless they can prove that they are from the 15th. The Koran B'Tetzvav, Emrochem V'nel V'achreh, so and now going back to the people of Tzor, they read on the 15th, but they should not make a bracha, not before. Not after a fish, a bracha, she'enu tzricha, yisur, deraisi, a bracha, she'enu tzricha, even a bracha, that even though it's not a bracha of Vatol, because they are reading the Megillah, and they have it in mind, l'shem mitzvah, so it's not a false bracha, but it's a bracha that's not required, so it's still an isur deraisa, because you are saying the divine name in vain, and you can't do that in a doubt, meaning even though you're doing it because, let's say, just for argument's sake, just for the purpose of our card, let's say it's a 50% chance. Lamai said it's less than a 50% chance, but even if there's a 50% chance that you should be reading Megillah today, right? For that chance, you can't transgress the prohibition of saying the divine name in vain, right? So, I mean, you can't take a chance on it. You can't take a chance on it. You can't take a chance on pronouncing the divine name in vain. Right? So now, first of all, one thing we see from this Rambam right here in the Tshuva, and I didn't check what he says in Hilchos Brachos, but I'm sure he's not going to say anything against this, but the Rambam is clearly from those Rishonim, like the Ramban and the Rashba, I do believe, right, that hold that a bracha levatol is an iser d'oraisa of loisisa shem Hashem lokecha l'shav. It is mamash an iser d'oraisa of which is a branch of swearing falsely by the name of God, so a branch of that isur is not to say the divine name in vain in any way, shape, or form, even in a blessing form, right? So there's a definite prohibition to say the divine name in vain, and having a 50% chance, right, that it might be the right thing in this case, because you may need to make 50% chance you make a bracha, right? Your 50 percentile chance of that bracha is required is not good enough to, override the isur of shem shamayim lashav, right? You cannot do it out of doubt. Right? So now, I'm not saying Tosfos may, I'm not saying Tosfos will argue on this din, right? You know, because we do hold Suffolk brachas lahakel, right? We have a Suffolk whether you should make a bracha, don't make the bracha, right? But it should be pointed out that Tosfos holds that the isser of bracha levatola or bracha sheino tzricha, which is even less, bracha levatola also is only midrabanan, Tosfos holds. He holds that, you know, the fact that the Gemara says it's an isser of lo sisa shem hashem lekecha lashav, right, is only an asmachta. You know, the Gemara just was hanging it on the pasuk, but it, the real pasuk is really only talking about swearing by the name of God falsely, but making a blessing God when it wasn't required or was the wrong blessing, right, is not a doyrais of loisisa. It's only osur midrabanan v'kras machta ba'alma. So we could see from what the Ram said, he said openly it's isur doyraisa, right, right. And you cannot override it, me suffic. Now, the way the Rambam's talking, you know, there's like so much in this tshuva to be medayakon, and we're going to have to stop in the middle and resume next week. By the way, just to make it clear to everybody, right, the new night for this session is Wednesday. Wednesday nights at 9 is the new time, the official new time for this shiur. Just in 2 weeks' time, we're not going to be getting together because it's Purim. Bezrat Hashem, unless you know, on the channel we'll have a online Purim party, right? I'm open to that if you guys want it, right? To do you know online tish, right? But otherwise we're not getting together in 2 weeks' time because it's Purim. But otherwise, Wednesday nights is the new time for this year, and we will have to resume next Wednesday night, right? But the way the Rambam's talking about, you know, we have to be done whether. The reason why he is saying that the people of Tzor must not make a bracha, they must not, right, on the second night, even though there are grounds for, just like there are grounds to read the Megillah, there's grounds to make a bracha on the Megillah that you need to read, right, misafik, right. So the question is, Ram says, Ram puts stress because this is an Isser Doraisa, you can't override it misafik. Would we? Can we be medayik from the Rambam that if bracha levatola would only be an iser derabanan, right? That I would be allowed to make a bracha, right? Because there's a 50 percentile chance to have to read the Megillah, and on that same 50 percentile chance, that I should be reading the Megillah, I ought to make a bracha on it, right? Because if I really am a walled city from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So just like I have to read the Megillah, I also have to make a bracha on it. Now the two, it's one, the odds are, the two issues are riding on the exact same odds. And the Ram says, well, you know, it's, your suffix, right, is not better, cannot override a vadai iser tira. What if the issue would only be midrabanan? Something to think about. All right? Right, what would the Rambam hold? Is he just mentioning that it's an Isser Midoraisa just stam because he wants to give more background, or is this integral to his argument as to why they should not be making a bracha on the 15th, which they were doing? Can we say perhaps that the people of Tzor were making that bracha because they held that the Isser of bracha vatol is only midrabanan? Is that possible? All right, so once there is a grounds to read the Megillah, you know, there's also grounds to make a bracha, right? All right, this is something that needs to be thought about. Let's just finish off this these two lines, but we're gonna start this tshuva again fresh next week, and bear in mind things that we said this week because they will cross over. Right, but let's just finish these lines. Zeker shesomchin lov. Loba Megill Krias Megill Vado, Bachom Mitzvah Ben Midraisa Ben Midraban, Kish Mistapik Adam Muchai Bon Lav, also Sub Bali Bracha. So this is a main point that we rely on, not just by Megill, but in any mitzvah, whether it's a Doraisa or Draban. If a person is, you know, in doubt whether he's obligating the mitzvah or not, he does the mitzvah without a bracha. Right? Always when there's a suffix, whether you're chayiv in the mitzvah, right, you'll do the mitzvah, right, but without a bracha. And that's even by mitzvah doraisa, suffik doraisa lechumra, that you mamish don't have the option of not keeping the mitzvah. You have to keep the stringent side of the doubt. But that does so. You have to definitely uphold that suffix deraisa. But it's not going to be right to make a bracha. But again, it sounds like that the whole reason why we're so strict, and that any element of doubt, precludes making a bracha, right? Because that small element of doubt puts you at loggerheads with an iser deraisa. So it's a suffix iser deraisa of leisisa. So we're asking, what would be the din if the iser of bracha vato would only be midrabanan? Would the halacha be different? According to the Rambam, I mean to say. Theoretical question, according to Rambam, if the iser of bracha vato would only be midrabanan, as Tosfos holds, if the Rambam would agree with Tosfos, theoretically, would the guidelines be different? And in some cases where you're not vadei chayiv, you could still make a bracha because you are obligated to perform the mitzvah anyway. Right? We actually managed to read through the whole tshuva, but we didn't manage to analyze all the details. Right? So the Rambam said, if the people of Tzor will steadfastly continue their custom and make brachas on the Megillah on the 15th. Right, if they will do so, we have to try to stop them. And if we're not going to stop them, because we can't overpower them, right? We definitely have to teach people that's the wrong thing to do. And we ourselves, if we're present in such a minyan, when they're making a bracha misav, they're reading out of doubt the Megillah again on the 15th. Right, it's out of doubt. Right, it's not vadai, right? And when they're making a bracha, we're not allowed to answer amen, because you're not allowed to answer amen to a bracha if you're not sure if you're obligating that bracha, right? And anyone who permits making these brachas that are even there's a 50 percentile chance that it might be the right thing to do, but anyone's mata to make a bracha when it's in doubt, right? Is doing so without proper judgment, and he will be faced divine wrath. He will pay for his sin. Right? The main issue I want to deal with, right, and we're gonna save this for next week, which is good. It'll be even closer to Purim. It will be more Siyata Dishmaya, right? The main issue I want to deal with is that which the Rambam said they should make a bracha on the 14th and not on the 15th is a massive machlokes, right? The Rambam is very clear. And he says the Aruch HaZak also, you should read on the 14th and the 15th, but make a bracha on the 14th, not on the 15th. That's what the Rambam says they should do, right? Massive machlokes, right? First of all, Mikra Megillah is only midrabanan. So Sufik Drabon Lekulot should be enough to read on the 14th. You shouldn't have to read on the 15th. And also, what gives them the right to make a bracha on the 14th? What gives them that right? Right? So, perhaps they should read even on the 14th without a bracha. Right? So these are issues that we're going to deal with. We're going to see he has a big machlokas with the Ramban on this. Right? Be it on the bracha issue. Right? Be it on the bracha issue. I mean, no one says that I saw. No one that I saw says to do like the people of Tzor. That doesn't mean there's not an opinion like that out there. But no one that I saw says to do like the people of Tzor and make the bracha both on the 14th and the 15th. That not. But there's a question whether you even have to read on the 15th when in doubt. Question number one. Question number two is, what gives you the right to make a bracha on the 14th? Right? It's a suffix, right? We said it's a suffix. What gives you the right to make a bracha on the 14th? Right? That's the bigger question. All right? We are going to start read the tshuva through again next week very quickly, and these are the questions we're going to deal with, and we're going to show how the Rambam and the Ramban are l'shitatam from issues that we raised today. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Good chodesh. M'shenichmas adar marvin b'simcha. And we'll meet happier next week. Take care.